over on BBC Radio 4 on Tuesday evening at 8.
This is BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's now 11 o'clock, time for Thursday's Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
Type of music from the east of Colombia called música llanera, in which harps, guitars and maracas come out in force and the songs have that wonderful rhythmic drive. And that was a song called The Wild Bull, which comes from a long tradition of cattle herding songs performed by a group who presumably liked it so much they named themselves after it. They're called Cimarrón. And there'll be more from Colombia later in Late Junction, as our latest Late Junction session features two Colombian musicians, Carlos Ivan Medina and Wilson Cifuentes, and they're going to be experimenting with the musical traditions of that huge country. That coming up at about midnight, and to lead us there, a song from Salif Keita, after this from the Duplets, harpists Gillian Fleetwood and Freya Thompson playing The Banks of Ness and Eurojig.
Thank you. Anga soma sabula hawa mengine. Beko hawa bama kwa bafe malibe bafe dunya bafe kana hawa seke kana hawa tonyo ni mafaha wala falibita ulubiki nganya boboi mamoko tekife otanga hawa nae anga hawa tesoma sabula hawa mehine anga hawa yana jagite kawa yana anga hawa yana hatu mataka hawa yana anga hawa yana asanke yanga hawa yana anga hawa yana furu yana hawa yana anga hawa yana.
Gafu from Salif Keita's award-winning album La Différence. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and from Mali to Ethiopia and the sound of Badume's band.
Thank you.
Well, I've just realised, in fact, that this is a French band. You'd be hard-pressed to tell that, wouldn't you? Badoumé's band from Brittany, in fact, but they specialise in recreating the sound of Addis Ababa in the 1970s when soul and jazz were all the rage. How brilliant. A piece called Anchovy Baizou. And this is the dramatic electroacoustic piece by Mexico's Rogelio Sousa, which swirls and slides itself around a whole wealth of ideas.
Thank you.
great crackle on that recording, the Poor Convict Blues, played by a guitarist called Slim Barton, with James Moore playing harmonica, and that recording was made in 1929 and unearthed by Frank Fairfield, the American old-time musician who just loves rooting around in junk shops in search of these old recordings. Before that, a piece called Vinilaika by Rogelio Sousa. And now with a more modern take on the blues, here is Eric Bibb with Bayou Bell.
I love the way she calls my name. I love the way she talks. She's three parts wild, one part tame. I love the way she walks. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. Since I saw her dancing in the moonlight down by the wishing well, on my mind day and night, I'm underneath a spell. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. Fine as she can be, built up solid off the ground, head down to her knees, soft like eiderdown. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. Bayou, bayou how you want your rolling done. She looked straight into my heart, whispered in my ear, roll me from sun to sun. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou
Eric Bibb with Bayou Bell from his recent album Deeper in the Well. If you'd like details of that, do have a look at the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website. Now, before a song from Patrick Watson, one from Burundi, an unnamed singer, I'm afraid, but a song about the strength and importance of bees, beekeeping in Burundi being an important traditional profession. And the wooden gut-stringed zither being played here is called an inanga.
Sound you, my love, and sound.
Patrick Watson with Noisy Sunday from his album Adventures in Your Own Backyard. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and here's pianist Bugge Wesseltoft with his take on Greensleeves.
Guess who died last night in gray stockings and all my it was no loss, the only god of mine. He fell.
Denmark's Agnes Obel with Philharmonics, the title track to her much-applauded debut album that she released in 2010. Now, Tumani Djibate is such a prolific and creative musician, but I don't think I'll ever stop loving those relatively early recordings. New Ancient Strings, which she made with Baseku Kouyaté, of course, but also the album Jelika, which came a few years later, which features the traditional kora, the balafon, which is a type of xylophone, and the ngoni, the small lute. And this piece praises the achievements of a 13th century Malian general called Markuman Jan.
Thank you. loyo na kamwe na meka kipeko kanga motema lelo to boya na mboka nyoso bayebi kasi na kokoka te na kangise motema ngaya wana bebi na pesaki yo bolingo de fretes tijina lelo yo na kamwe na meka kipeko kanga motema lelo to boya na mboka nyoso bayebi kasi na kokoka te nasingise maboko ngaya wana sambwe kanga motema lelo to boya na mboka nyonso bayebi kasi na kokoka te nakangise motema ngaya wana wei mwana ya mama nga nalingaka yo nga nalingaka yo na motema na mipesa na yo ye jina yo ba Lembinga mama, mina na tanga pokwa, sepona yoe, na salani, na kokufa, jina ye, meko mi pesa. Batuninga na mama nanga, jina kenda wapi, papa ye bisa, kana ye, poko mi zoba ya jina ye, jina zonga. Na ya mama ngana linga kayo ngana linga kayo na mote na mipesa na yoye jina zonga toto kwele minga mama minda na tonga poko sepo na yoye na salani na kokufa jina ye meko mipesa Tuninga na mama nanga Jina kenda wapi Papa ye bisa Ngana ye Poko mizoba ya jina ye Jina zonga
That's Kekele, masters of the seductive Congolese rumba, and a song called Niboma, following on from the master kora player Tumani Jabate with Kelatuji Jabate playing the balafon and Beseku Kuyate playing Ngoni. Details of all that will be on the Late Junction webpage, and you can also download Late Junction sessions there too as a podcast. And our latest session features two experimental musicians from Colombia. You'll hear it right after this from Marconi Union.
Thank you.
Buildings and People from Marconi Union's recently remastered album Distance. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and the two Colombian musicians in question who came together for this latest Late Junction session are Carlos Ivan Medina and Wilson Cifuentes. And as on Late Junction, we're fortunate to share producers with our sister programmes such as World Roots. These producers get to travel. So in this instance, rather than the musicians coming into the Late Junction studio, Late Junction met them on location in Bogotá. And you can see photos of the whole thing if you log on to the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. Carlos Ivan Medina was one of the founding members of Distrito Especial, one of Colombia's pioneering rock bands, which gained iconic status in the 1980s. And then in the 90s, he started knitting elements of Colombian folk music into that sound. And it's that kind of thing that they were experimenting with in this session. He plays electronic sounds on the keyboard, which he also uses to imitate the harp and marimba. And his collaborator, Wilson Cifuentes, is also a big name in Colombia, having played in some of the country's best-known folk bands. And in this session plays a range of Colombian wind instruments like the gaita, which is a type of Colombian flute, as well as the saxophone, clarinet and percussion. Now, Colombia is a very big country. It's the fourth largest, in fact, in South America. And as well as having incredible biodiversity, from tropical rainforest to grassland and both Atlantic and Pacific coastlines, it's also ethnically very diverse too, which of course is then reflected in the country's music. Influences coming in from America, Africa, Spain, the Caribbean, and of course the music of the original native inhabitants. And the first piece that Carlos Ivan Medina and Wilson Cifuentes play features one of the indigenous flutes called a cuisi. Here they are to explain more.
Okay, the cuisi is an original flute from the Indian people in the Sierra Nevada de Santa Marta, the Cogis. But the Spanish conquerors, they thought it sounded like a Spanish flute called gaita, so they renamed it like gaita. But the original name is cuisi.
In this first piece that we called cuisi because of the relevance of that Indian instrument, it was very pleasant for me because I felt like when I listened to that cuisi, high sounds with the delay, it was so, it makes me in a mood like a reflexive mood. Very intimate, calm, very simple, but clear in that mood of relax. I don't know. It was nice for me. Thank you. The next piece is called Clarimba, Clarinet and Marimba.
I was living in the Pacific Coast for 2 years. So there in the Pacific Coast, there are two regions talking about the music. The first one is the Chocó, where they play the clarinet with drums. And in the other region, Cauca, Valle del Cauca and Nariño, they play the marimba with another kind of drums too. So in this piece, we try to
recreate that feeling of the Pacific
those sounds.
Music that goes in rhythms of three, no, not the classic 1-2 or 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3. It goes in ternary rhythms. 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 2-2-3, ta 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 ta.
And of course, the sound of the forest or the rain there. It's because it is a forest there. The Chocó is a forest, a big forest.
Full of rivers.
Yeah.
The name of that song, Ron Caribe, is because Colombia is a Caribbean country also. We have that privilege. In Colombia, we have the Atlantic coast and the Pacific coast. So the Pacific is people a little more sad, slaves, and the Atlantic people is more happy, more joyful every time, and the music reflects that.
The fourth song, Amanecer Llanero, it's because we have a big plain land here in Colombia. And there they live people that work with the
cattle.
Yeah, and the farms, and their sunshine is very beautiful. So the rhythms there are played with arpa and cuatro. It is like a small guitar. And so I try to do like a melody with my flute, besides the sound of the arpa in the piano.
Yes, I recreate the harp with the keyboard, but they originally play that music with a real harp.
Yeah, the song has also the sound of the rain, because in that area it rains a lot, and it is beautiful there to hear the rain. So we use it, the sound of the rain, mix it with those instruments.
Thank you.
Carlos Ivan Medina and Wilson Cifuentes, musicians from Colombia, ending that session by evoking the Colombian plains with the rhythms and patterns played on flute and harp, and of course the rain, which is the cattle herder's constant companion. My thanks to this week's Lake Junction producer, Juan Carlos Jaramillo, for producing that session for the programme on location and even taking the trouble to record real Colombian rain for you, as well as all the other atmospheric sounds, and also to Andrew Smiley for mixing it. If you'd like to hear it again or download it as a podcast, you can do so by visiting the Lake Junction website webpage, where all the instructions will be writ large. Just go to bbc.co.uk and follow the links to the Lake Junction page. Well, that's all for this week. I'm Verity Sharp. I'll be back with Lake Junction on Tuesday, and just leave you now with this from the Breton guitarist Swig Sibiril and harpist Alan Stivell, and they have a penchant for rain too. It's a piece called Gwenagen. Good night. Thank you. Radio 3 Through the Night. I'm Susan Sharp with orchestral music for the next hour or more of the early morning. Stephen Sloan conducts the Stavanger Symphony Orchestra in a Schumann symphony and a Beethoven concerto. When Schumann heard a performance of Schubert's Great C Major Symphony in December 1839, he wrote to Clara that it was beyond description. "I was totally happy," he told her, "and wished only that you were my wife and that I too could write such symphonies." Well, the first of those wishes was finally granted the following September, and in January 1841, Schumann sketched over 4 days and sleepless nights this symphony in B-flat, calling it his Spring Symphony.